We need to speak out about this. First of all, let's talk about John Gawn. What's happened to you, man? You've undergone some kind of Guardian BBC left-wing transformation. The blame for yesterday's violence lies with Nick Clegg. Come on, man, get a grip of yourself. The blame for yesterday's violence lies firmly and truly with the people who did it. Now, you can't have people on the streets of London defacing cenotaphs and defiling statues of Winston Churchill. What's happened to you, man? You would have been up in arms about this in previous days. Maybe you need the Cheryl Cole treatment. You need your mojo back, my friend. And as for the comments on this page, it's going to get worse than just a few bricks and stones. How much worse can it get? You're attacking the royal family in the street. What next? Assassination, murder, beatings? Come on, let's get a grip. Britain is a great country. It's a democratic country. Peaceful protest? Yes. Violent unrest? No. We just cannot have this. Now, a lot of criticism about the police tactics, and I'm not having this for a minute. In my view, the police, well, they only went 50% of the way. What should have happened to these thugs, these protesters, is that the water cannon should have been turned on them. That would have sorted them out in this cold, wet, horrible freezing weather. They would have been wet through, and they would have gone home. Now, students, fair enough, they have a right to protest, and I don't deny that very possibly these protests have been hijacked by people just looking to cause social unrest. But the NUS, Aaron Porter, you should hang your head in shame. You will not publicly condemn this violence. And I say that Aaron Porter, you should be held personally responsible for this violence and this unrest. First and foremost, the funds of the NUS should be seized. They should be taken away, and they should go towards the cleanup. Aaron Porter is a danger to this society. He may have a valid point about these fees, and I don't want to get into that, because actually I think education should be free. But violence on the streets of London, violence, the shop window to the world, of course, it's going to affect the tourism industry, no doubt about that. But violence should be publicly condemned, and the NUS, they were the people that organised this protest, and they knew that there would be violence. And John Gaunt, my friend, I don't know what's happened to you. Maybe it's because you're not on the radio. Maybe you're pitching yourself for a column in The Guardian or a job at the BBC. But your transformation from man of common sense, the voice of reason, the voice of Great Britain, well, it's gone. It has gone, and I absolutely despair. John Gaunt wouldn't have put up with this. Maybe it's not John Gaunt. Maybe you've been taken over by George Galloway in some way possessed. I've no idea, but violence, like we saw yesterday, will not be tolerated, and you can have a go if you want, but I think it's a disgrace, and anybody that condones it, you are also a disgrace. And people like Pete Griffiths, you are everything that is wrong with this country. Someone needs to fill the gap that John Gaunt used to fill, and if it's not John Gaunt, then somebody else needs to step up to the plate now, because Britain needs to be great again.